We're going to take a look at the book of Romans today, chapter 2 and verse 1, where the Bible says, "Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things." Since 1976, in the city of Amsterdam, you can buy and smoke up to 5 grams of marijuana in the city's coffee shops without any fear of getting arrested. But as of July the 1st, 2008, a ban against tobacco smoke is in effect, and you can't smoke regular cigarettes in the very same coffee shop. Now, think about the situation this creates. If you're smoking pot, you can stay inside. But if it's tobacco, a substance that's legal around most of the world, you've got to step outside. If you're smoking a joint, you're fine, but if you mix a little tobacco with the marijuana, something that many customers apparently do, it's suddenly considered a huge health risk to everybody else in the same smoke shop. And of course, if you take God's counsel to treat your body as if it belongs to Him seriously, you won't be smoking at all. But still, it raises an interesting point. In today's reading, Paul points out that we're pretty good at condemning the actions of other people, but we're usually incapable of seeing exactly the same faults in ourselves. It's like we're condemning all the cigarette smokers while you're busy smoking a joint yourself. It kind of reminds me of Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount, where He says, "And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye?" Human nature is such that we're simply blind to our own peculiarities. The sins that we so readily excuse in our own hearts, finding little reasons that we just can't help it, well, those same sins appear monstrous in people who sit next to us in church. Kind of makes me wonder what would happen if we turn that tendency around. What would happen if we were as tough on ourselves as we usually are with others, and we started becoming as gracious with others as we usually are with ourselves? I know it'd be a tough thing to put into practice because by nature we're sinful and selfish, and it's hard to see our own faults as well as others see them. But try to imagine what kind of a world we'd be living in if we could just do that. In another letter written by Paul, we find him saying, "Let each esteem others better than himself." If we could only pull that off, I'm guessing something remarkable would happen. As it is, we almost never succeed in cleaning other people up to our own exacting standards. But if we held the highest of standards for ourselves and the highest of grace for others, eventually we'd find ourselves becoming more Christ-like, and the people around us would be doing the same. In the end, we'd find that God really knew what He was talking about. And I'm also guessing we'd find it's just a better way to live.